Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is on how to manifest your dream life. Welcome back. I hope everyone's doing so good. I have had a lot of requests on how to achieve your dream lifestyle, dream goals, things like that, that are a little beyond the average goal and beyond the average lifestyle. And I feel like every single woman out there should be 100% striving to live in alignment with your highest self. And when it comes down to the physical world, it has very little to do with what you actually achieve in the physical world. Most of this is very much a spiritual intuition, paradigm shifting thing. And for me, like, I always like to think of manifesting and attaining something in the physical world as evolution. And I'm always looking for evolution rather than attaining something for status or to say I have something or to be better than anyone. I'm not in any way competitive, even though I did shows and was competing. I'll talk about my mindset in those competitions throughout my life and how it differs from being actually in competition to be better than other people, and how I've applied like a lot of these things to achieve certain paradigm shifts in life. And to be honest, the greatest thing about being a woman is that you actually choose your shift, and we are fortunate enough to be able to do it extremely quickly. It's really a matter of like when you choose you are ready. And I have myself held myself back on purpose for a number of reasons, because I'm very much a journey based person. And sometimes in certain areas of my journey, I didn't quite grasp a certain understanding in order for me to want to move to another paradigm or into another lifestyle, because every single step in your life is preparing you for the next step that you're choosing. And all of these things are actually really can be formed and accomplished and received overnight, because we are the divine creators of the universe. And once you understand how to create shifts really quickly, you will end up understanding how lucky the divine feminine really is. And you know, understanding your divinity means also understanding other women's divinity, and to really understand like how you show up every single day. Because certain things that you may be thinking when you're by yourself and like you're not interacting with other people, or you're building a certain thing, or you're doing certain things, sometimes you can be working against yourself. And I will be talking a little bit about how words are very powerful, interactions are very powerful, how you show up, whether it's in private, whether it's at like a restaurant, it really doesn't matter, whether even if it's over a phone at a call center, every single thing that you do and say has to be in alignment with your highest self if you want your best life. And sometimes you can see things from the outside and you want to be in a certain situation, for example, but it really comes down to understanding whether or not you are at a peak level of where you think you could be. Like, you have to be really honest with yourself and think, within the chapter that I'm in right now, have I really understood this chapter to the fullest? And I'm going to break down how you can understand this chapter to the fullest and why it's important to learn as you go and to sometimes put yourself back a little bit so that you have longevity in your journey and you can sustain the growth and the things that come into your physical world. Because as a female, like, I can't speak for men because I know it's different, but we can have pretty much anything we want overnight. I know that sounds very crazy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we should take those offers or opportunities or jump into a different paradigm because we can. Sometimes that can be a really short-lived experience. And the reason I don't do certain things that I know I could have done a year ago or 2 years ago or even 10 years ago is because there are certain levels of awareness and consciousness that you need in order to manage and navigate every single aspect of your life correctly, so that you're not going to be naive in certain situations, or you're not going to have short-lived highs and then massive lows, and you're kind of scrambling to sustain something that you're not actually ready for. So being actually ready in the physical world is just as important as in the spiritual world. Because at the end of the day, like I said, if you decide today that you want to do something, I promise you there's a high chance that you can probably get it. And, you know, it's not even about going out and looking for it. It really can just come to you. But at the same time, you really need to know how to handle what you are experiencing and what kind of life you're living, because, you know, things like insecurity, things like fear and all of that are things you want to avoid, because you don't want to have any of these kinds of things within certain situations that you're in, because that's a vibration that will actually lower your whole frequency. And to be honest, it will then manifest into whatever those fears are or whatever those insecurities are, which brings me back to my first point about why you should hold back sometimes, because when you are not ready for something, it is important to understand how to prepare. Preparing yourself for certain things means that you avoid and you rid yourself of all possibilities of having fears in the future, because you've learned so much in the situation that you were in. Sometimes, you know, people think that quick gains and fast growth is super important. And to be honest, I feel like I grow fast anyway because I learn quickly. But the more you learn and the faster and better you become at learning, the quicker you can shift and be ready and prepared and stay at that high frequency. Frequency is everything when it comes to your whole life experience, because we are all energetic beings, male, female, but females in particular, we send off a very high level of energy because we are the divine creators. Our intuition also, it can be wrong sometimes, and you know, our hormones can affect this. And so I am very much like a spiritual person, but I'm very, the physical world and tangible, actionable, visible, factual information and results is more important in the physical world, because like at the end of the day, we live in the physical world. So I'm not going to talk more about the spiritual world, but I want you to be mindful of the spiritual world as that ties in with the physical world. So we're not going to go down the crazy lane. We're going to stay in the world. So when you're looking at like yourself, you're looking at your physical being, you're feeling your feelings, you're feeling and hearing your own thoughts, you're knowing how you're interacting with others, what you're thinking of others, how you approach life in general. And you want to be really honest with yourself when it comes to the highest best version of yourself. Like, can you actually envision that as of yet? If not, right, like that's probably down the line for you. And it's something that's going to have to come in gradual stages, which I personally believe is the best, because when you get too much too quick, it can often result in a dip, and a dip that is very hard to come back from. So usually it's good to decline things or put things off a little bit until you don't feel like so ready that like you're over prepared, but you feel like, look, if an opportunity does come up, I think I'm ready to do this and I can handle it and I can sustain it and I can kind of like build momentum from such and such a thing. And so trying to jump from 0 to 100 is definitely not the way that I would approach this dream life situation. I would be looking at gradual improvements each month or each week or each fortnight. And those improvements would be in myself. And the reason I say in yourself and not in the things that you attain is because we are magnets as females. We are already a receiver. So when it comes down to the different pillars of your life, like what you have to do for you, that is literally your own responsibility. You need to have tangible, actionable protocols and things in place, like your appointments to keep your self-care in check, your fitness routine, your diet, whatever it might be, health, all of that. You need to have ways of making sure that that in the physical is on point to the best that it can be, so that you're looking after yourself, so you feel good, you feel confident. Then you have to go into certain things where you're looking at like how you reward yourself, how you you know, and how you can achieve little rewards. If you obviously can't do a lot, you have to find ways in order to start with what you can and gradually improve that as you get better and as you grow, because little by little, a little becomes a lot. And sometimes it takes practice to get into these routines and to sustain them, so that when bigger opportunities come up or your lifestyle has to change, or you may need get the opportunity to move to your dream country or something, that you've already got like a very structured plan that keeps you in check and you at your best. Because what you'll find is that a lot of people like drop the ball as soon as like they're thrown into another country or around a lot of new people, or they're overwhelmed with opportunity, and you forget about the fundamental basics that actually were your backbone, basically, to maintain yourself. Because if you go down, everything goes down, and you can't really radiate the way that you could. So actually learning how to create that and build that and sustain that first is very important. The next thing is, when it comes to your dream life, it's very important to not want to compete with other people or compare yourself to other people. The reason I say this is because it takes you completely out of your receiving mode, feminine energy. As a competitor in bikini and sports and things, I have never competed actually once with one person or anyone. I've always been up there for my own reasonings. My own reasonings I'm happy to share. And those are that this is my period in life where I can do these things. I won't have this opportunity when I'm 60. I know this. And the only real reason I do it is because that is something I know I'd regret when I'm older, not doing and not making the most of my youth. And so me winning against somebody is no different in my... It feels great to win, but I wouldn't necessarily say like I have the urge to compete with women. That's obviously why I even have a podcast. And the third point that I wanted to make was that whatever you share and give to other women, you will get back 10x in your life. So withholding information from women, not wanting the best for your friends, and all of that is actually a paradigm that shows that you are, if you're in a situation where your friends aren't very supportive of you or whatever it might be, or they're not like the best they can be, they're not there to help you the one time you need it, whatever it is. These are people that are already in a low frequency, and they will have multiple other people that treat them the same way. This is the type of people that you want to avoid, and you definitely don't want to be, because you're ruining your own luck by putting other females down. If a woman makes a mistake and you're like dealing with them in customer service or something, definitely approach that with kindness, because every single time you treat women, whether it's your family members or anyone that's a woman, in a way that's not from a place of love and respect and kindness, depending on the degree of how you do that and how often you do that, and you may have a million valid reasons in your mind as to why you're right and whatever, but until you shift past those belief systems and you actually understand, you're only really creating negativity in your own existence. Every time you exhibit that behavior toward women and you're not actually empowering and uplifting women, this will take you back a lot. You know, this will keep you stuck. And that's the same kind of karma that everyone that does this or uses women, even I've seen men that have used women to build businesses and things later on, you know, it's not until they get to like before 40 or after 40, they start to understand that God is actually is going to end up telling them, and their story will change very, very fast. Their regret will come in, and the amount of things that they will have to endure to repay back that 10x for women and how they used or it really doesn't matter what way you spin it, but there is no way out of it. And so it happens as well for women doing it to other women. You only provide that woman with like more blessings whilst you're going to stay in a stuck cycle. So it's very important to be conscious of this and to be awoken to this, because we all come from the same source. So what you want for yourself, you should want like the best things that you want for yourself, you should be super happy, and you should want them for other women. That is how you create a lot of good luck and a lot of safety in your journey. You can really rely on knowing that that's your full-blown intention, and you're not just doing it out of selfish reasons. It's because you actually want to see other women like do their best and be happy, because women are so great. Like, we're, you know, our bodies are amazing. We create life. Nobody can even get to Earth on this physical realm without females carrying that baby for 9 months, and then the aftermath of that, you know, having to endure everything after the baby, and then also breastfeeding for however many years sometimes. So there is a lot, you know, that, you know, we are the divine creators. And that's why, like with my fourth point, your manifestations can only really align when your consciousness is open to a level and is at a height that it's very difficult for you to not achieve, because you already know the laws. And I can't speak for men, because I know that they're divine purpose is to protect, provide, build, pursuing things, you know, pursuing women, all of that. But once you shift into that role, you're really getting yourself stuck. And it's the same for men. If they think that, you know, by not adding any value and not providing anything, and to have women pursue them or whatever it might be, they are actually keeping themselves stuck also, because you're trying to force a woman out of her divine comfortability. And, you know, women don't operate well in stress. Like, I know that some women have been conditioned to perform better under pressure and under stress, but that isn't always a good thing. And it definitely will hold you back from a life that you could live that's night and day from that kind of way of doing things. We're not really meant to be doers, to be honest. You really don't have to do a lot on the outside. You really just have to do a lot on the inside and for yourself. And that also comes to my next point of the fifth. The next thing that you have to do is, if you are involving yourself with anybody, because we are living in a physical world, tangibility is extremely important when it comes to making life choices and decisions. You should really never give anyone no forgiveness. But if somebody has done something to, you know, harm you or do anything, what my motto for life is, you don't have to follow it, but I forgive everyone, but I don't reconcile with anybody. And the reason I do this is because there is 7 billion people in the world, and it sounds pretty ruthless when you hear me say that, oh, right, like you never give anyone second chances. But the reason I do this is because there is a reason and a lesson for the people that come into your life sometimes and try certain things. And when you have a level of consciousness that already understands things in a certain way, you understand that for them, it's best for them to learn their journey separate from you. Because for me and my perspective, I don't want to hold any resentment toward anyone. I don't want to interact with anyone that's ever done anything to me that's been in any way, shape or form disrespectful. And I choose what disrespect means to me. And it's the same with any form of just misalignment. And the reason I do this is because when you reconcile with people that have basically devalued the person that you are or what you're capable of or anything like that, you are blocking your own blessings. So I've known this from when I was young. So a lot of people would ask me like, oh, you know, you've invested this or that into this or that, and why would you drop it? Because I already know that more blessings are coming, and if I keep a certain thing around, it's going to keep me stuck. And the thing is, like, I've been fortunate enough to have had God guide me into the path of my destiny without me having to ever sacrifice like any part of my body or any part of my mental health or my emotional health. And the reason that has happened is because I'm able to cut things quickly if I see that something isn't going to be beneficial and isn't going to serve my receiving energy and keep me where I want to be. I like a life of comfort and luxury. And so there isn't really a price that you have to pay to attain that, which is something that a lot of people misunderstand. It takes a lot of inner self-work to understand your intrinsic value in the world and to understand where you situate yourself and how you do that and the decisions you make to live in that. You should never, ever, ever sacrifice anything. Particularly, there's so many myths out there that, you know, girls will have all these guys and whatnot hiring them and giving them things. And even with my own lifestyle, I'm pretty sure people will think this, but that's really not the case. And I've had nothing but pretty good, healthy relationships and quite a minimal amount as well throughout my life. And they've all been serious relationships with pretty good men, I would say. And, you know, at the end of the day, those are life decisions that, you know, you can't take back if you've done already, but you can start to understand that this doesn't have to be the way it is. You are a woman. You have so much good, like what you can offer from your best state of mind to anyone, friends, family, just anyone really, like your partner, if you find a good one, you can be one of the best assets in those people's lives, but it comes from a non-damaged place. And that's why if you repeatedly allow disrespect or any kind of like anything, like even if you have somebody that's trying to make you work and you don't want to, it's up to you, but there's a lot of things like that and they're making you feel bad or feel like it's normal and you don't want to because you don't want that life, then you have to be prepared to walk away, forgive. But sometimes there is no forgiveness needed, but you have to be prepared to follow your divine destiny and live the life that you want. And to be quite honest with you, there is plenty of ways that you can achieve this and get this quickly without really having to do anything in terms of work. The only things that you have to be really good at is making decisions quickly and knowing how to change your group of friends or your people around you, people you date, anything like that, in order to be in alignment with what you actually really want. And at every given moment, you have to think about what's going to make your life and what might ruin your life, because so many people, like, they get it very twisted, like, especially with women. And I don't really know why, but it's even when I talk to, like, some men, I've had men around me that are friends of mine, and I don't really say anything to them, but I am thinking, like, there must be a point, like, in men's lives, especially when, you know, like, I feel like when they're, like, 20s, definitely, I don't know what they're thinking, but when they're, like, in their early 30s, they can be a bit, like, naive to think that women will really be thinking about them or wanting them in the way that I think they want women. Women are very, like, as a female, like, you should always be looking at men to give you things with their actions within that first week. If they're not, they're friend zoned, and that's how you need to put it. You have to do this for your, it's like, it should be a survival instinct that you have anyway, that they have capability. And if a man has capability and he is busy and successful, he's not going to have a lot of time to talk to, like, tons of girls. He will only have a select amount that he may be, you know, considering. And he would have to be providing to all of those girls. Otherwise, he's getting friend-zoned in one or the other. And, you know, the thing is, like, that's why it's really important to understand, like, what you're receiving from men, from women that are friends. It may not be, like, in terms of money or in terms of, like, acts of service. Like, most men that are, like, actually interested in you will have performed some form of act of service, or they will have given you, I don't know, like, a good experience, or they will have given you something within that first interaction, maybe the first day, the first week, the first, definitely not longer than 2 weeks. And I weigh all of them up by that when I was in dating. And If they haven't, you know, I don't have a problem with being friends, but they will be knowing that this is a friendship from here. Because for me, I am used to being showered, honestly, and like given princess treatment. And so I would rather be alone forever and have my good set of girlfriends, or just pour into myself, not give any time or any attention if there is no tangible results. Because like, as much as you want to have soulmates and you want to have spiritual connections, because I know this is trending, it's not actually worth it if you're giving way too much, because you're not going to be in your receiving. And that's not something that really works out long term, because the man has to lead anyway, and he will do the right thing, and you actually won't need any others if you if he seriously has evolved, and if he is actually doing what he's supposed to do. Basically, it's quite easy to see the differences between certain people when you have went around the world and you've talked to. So it's important as well, like if you are one of the people that are trying to manifest a relationship, for example, and you're not finding it where you're at, like, move country. The world works very differently in different regions of the world. It's really annoying when I see women complain about this, but I'm like, you're staying in the one place looking for, this is a cultural thing maybe. And if the culture is a certain way that you don't like, and you're looking online and girls are getting everything and are super happy, then why are you not moving? You know, you got to make those moves if you are looking to attain certain things as well, which is why I said that that is an act of self-care, because you're not necessarily moving to attain a guy specifically. But if you were looking, or you're on the market and you're like, okay, I'm really not liking what I'm seeing in this market, then you need to change markets, and you have to go where it's normal for you to get what you want, because otherwise you're not going to get the level that you could get. And so that's why it's really important to make decisions that are correct and not waste your time with anyone or anything or any place that isn't going to be able to give you your ultimate best life. And it's so much easier when it's normal, because, you know, there's places in the world where just women are cherished, and it has all these kind, like, most of the time it's like a lot of men that want to shame women or be in competition with women, they just simply aren't like doing anything with themselves. Like, they're really, it's just showing you that they are incapable, you know, and those are not men that you want anyway. So you should just move. The next thing is learning how to get like your own money. When it comes to work and things like that, there are so many opportunities for women out there in the world that it is like quite near impossible for you to really ever need to actually go to a normal job. The level of things that you can get online nowadays is like, you can literally start your own brand. You can really do a lot of things when it comes to just building up a little bit of your own money. But in saying that, at the same time, if you are dating the right guys most of the time, or the right guy most of the time, you won't have to worry about anything like that, because they will already have all of these things covered for you. And so if you're not getting that, and you're feeling extremely stressed, and you're not getting what you want out of you know, your dating life or your relationship, whatever it is, marriage, I don't know, it's really important to like reassess this, because it doesn't really have to be like that at all. And you don't have to be a supermodel or whatever. That's another thing I want to stress, that you like, being a woman and being authentic is actually the most important thing. It's the most valuable thing that you can be. So not copying anyone or trying to like change how you are to the same as someone else is very important, because this is actually what makes you stand out. And I always try to tell people this, but a lot of women, even if they are doing quite well, that authentic, the loss of authenticity, I never can say this word, it actually that's where they lose in social situations or in life, when it comes down to like them getting to like an extra high level or getting more, it's because they're not authentic. Because like sometimes this is why it's important to hold yourself back, to know yourself, love yourself, accept yourself, and own yourself is where you will thrive. This is where your energy will be a little bit more radiant in a group. Like you will stand out because you're different and you're really not trying to be different, but you're just yourself. There's things and quirks about you that now everyone across the board for the history of your life that's met you all know and could meet in a separate room and say this, 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 and this, and it would all be compatible and it would all line up and it would all be the same feedback because you're authentic. You don't change depending on your situation. So that's really important. And it's good to be able to also take no's. Sometimes, oh my God, why do I do this on every podcast? I always, always yawn. Sometimes in life, like, you will have to redirect and say no and get no's. And often what you'll find is that, particularly as a woman, it's usually an act of protection for you. There's probably things that you would have no idea that you could have endured had you went with a certain another option. And so sometimes you think you want something, but you actually have to trust that you have been divinely protected. Because I truly believe that if it's not a really big lesson or a karma response, I really truly believe that 99% of the time we are protected and we are guided away from the things that are going to take us out of our highest self or wouldn't be able to serve our highest self, which is not what you want. So to get to a point and a position where your whole life choices and life itself revolves around, are you going to aid my highest self? I need tangibility. I need tangible evidence that that's going to be the case. And particularly when it comes around like dating, I don't ask for anything. I let people do what they would do, and then I make a decision on them. Friendships, it's the same. Any kind of like personal relationships, whatever, I just let people be how they would be, and I don't really try to get anything from them or anything like that. I think it's really important that people make their own decisions. I'm not a fan of making things occur through mind games or anything like that. Like personally, the only time as well that you'll ever find people like playing any kind of games is like, for me, when I first got single, I didn't even know what games were. Like people were playing games with me and I didn't even know. Like I actually just thought that was how they were. And I was just like, oh, like, because I had never been exposed to that before. And I was like, oh, so that's a game. But like, what game? I'm not even playing. So like, the thing for me was that like, because I was never playing a game, I couldn't pick up on it. And so like, I feel like I didn't understand the purpose of the game. And so like, when I would see like certain things happen, or people be like, oh yeah, that means they're playing games, I was like, okay, but like, nobody has any definitive like actual like, but where's the start, middle, and what's the achievement from the game? Because from what I can see, like a lot of the time, younger guys, like they kind of like ruin things for themselves because like they really play games that work against them. Like personally, I'm not going to be interested in anyone that's not buying me flowers and gifts and treating me like a princess. I don't care about your games. Play them all you want. Like it's not going to make me come out of my feminine energy, and it's not going to make me think about you. I will literally have moved on to somebody that's giving me what I want, because like I'm a person that's already whole inside. Like I don't need to like think about, like I've got other things I need to be thinking about. I'm not going to be playing some game that leads to, I don't even know what's going to lead to, because if that has to happen in the first place, then you know, you've got to like, I look back now and I'm like, God, you were so like, how did you not pick up on these things? Like they were trying. But because I was like, just so like normal, I just like, I really didn't understand. And so now, obviously, I'm like, I've been out in the world and I've experienced life, and truly like evolved men don't actually have this kind of time. They're really going to tell you straight up like what it is that they can give you, they want to give you, and they pretty much like just from the day one of first message, second message will start delivering, you know, pursuing, and it's just like super straightforward. So that will keep you in your normal state of mind and things. Like, other than that, you don't really, you should really just be friend zoning. The other thing as well is that when it comes to like getting entanglements with friends and people and stuff, you're not really going to experience any of these kind of things, like you know, people trying to set up situations to try and make you jealous and stuff. The only time that's ever going to work is like if you're already insecure. And these are things that lower your vibration. You're taking your time away from your manifestation. Your energy has to stay within the manifestation. You have to stay focused on the things that you're actually going to experience, that you want to experience. So you've got to like think about, okay, well, if this is occurring, do I really want to experience this? Do I want any part of it? No, it's not really for me. I've actually got way more options and opportunities elsewhere. And so I'll just go with them instead and try out those things. And before you know it, like, you will have already shifted, be gone, started a whole new life, done more things, and you know, you're continuing on that highest self journey. So that's one of the main focal points. And so you have to kind of like maintain that. Another thing is as well, it's like when things go wrong for you, if you have a business or if you are a creator or just working, and you're having conflicts with people that you're engaging with, not on a personal level, but in a business sense, how you show up there is one of the things that I talked about in the beginning, is extremely important. As a woman, if you start becoming very defensive or attacking, no matter what you feel, no matter how you think right or wrong or this or that, it is essential to keep a very level, a high level of respect, because you don't actually know the ins and outs of anything. And so you only know your side. And as much as your side is extremely valid, attacking and defensive and acting defensive and things are very, very masculine traits that take you away from your receiving mode. You've literally, from that day, it'll take you probably like 7 to 14 days to, with none of that kind of energy, to restore your femininity. If things happen, just let them be. Like, let the world sort it out and just let God bless you in other ways. Sometimes it's just better to maintain your current vibration and not be involved, or have somebody else take care of it for you. Because you don't want to have any interactions that are going to negatively impact the state of mind of particularly another female external to you. And you want to have the faith already that good things are always happening to you anyway. So if you have a little loss here and there, or a big loss here and there, you may as well just like, I'm not saying like don't fight your own battles, but what I am saying is that if you really don't have to, or you are going to approach something, approach it mindfully. And if you can avoid it, just leave it go. You will always get it back 10 times over by just trusting in that. And it will always occur. Trust me. Like, I pretty much don't get involved in anything that's negative, unless I really have to, because I know the universe has a divine reason as to why certain negative situations occur, or things are delayed, or whatever it might be. And I know that sometimes you just have to be patient and wait things out and be okay with the fact that things haven't gone specifically your way or to plan, and to not argue and fight and push and, you know, do all this stuff to try and get your way, because you really never actually get your way. You really just take yourself out of your receiving energy, and you can't really feel that good about yourself when you're in that state of mind, attacking someone or being defensive or rude or whatever it is. Even if you're as well with a partner that you argue with, I'm not saying that not arguing is like how things should be, but I would say this should be very, very, very minimal, and they definitely should never call you any names or say anything that could be harmful to your psyche. A man has never called me a name in the history of my life, so I'm going to continue with that and stay around men like that. And I'm, you know, not saying that you're in the wrong situation, like you're wrong or whatever, if you have, but what I'm saying is moving forward, these are things that you can't reconcile with, but you can forgive. You can forgive yourself, you can forgive others, but you really can't allow any of these things because it just pulls your vibration down. Literally, like, words are so, so powerful that when you're speaking and you're thinking, you have to always remind yourself to think from your highest self, like, what is actually going to serve in a really positive way long term? Because if it's not, and you're going to allow all these setbacks, literally, like, most people allow their setbacks, they keep themselves stuck. They are the ones that stay in karmic loops. They're the ones that stay in providing no value and expecting the most from life. This is why you end up in certain situations that are not moving forward. Some people move forward at such a rapid pace because they know all of this. They're already conscious enough. And I think, honestly, women get there faster than men. We understand this younger. Some women, it takes them a little bit longer, and that's fine. But it does tend to be a lot later in life where men start to even understand the true value of women. And unfortunately for a lot of them, you know, on their come up, you know, you see these men and they're a lot really old, like 60 and whatnot. And they're really scrambling to, you know, willing to do anything for a woman to go to dinner with them, because the way that they operated when they were younger, they just didn't wake up. And that is the kind of, like, level of power that, you know, the universe has toward people that are not kind to women. And it comes from not being kind to yourself. It comes from allowing other people to not be kind to you, and comes from how you treat other women. It is a cycle, and whatever you give a woman, you will get back 10x. So sometimes, yes, you may lose whatever, but if you did something, you trusted something, you did it with good intentions, and you approached it and handled it and ended it and started it, whatever it might be, with those good intentions and good hopes, then you know what? In one way or another, you will get 10x back. It's not going to be the end of the world. But as long as you maintain that understanding, a lot of your manifestations will absolutely come quicker. Women are the building blocks of the energetic forces of life. Like, we together are so much more stronger, but it comes from us being, like, healthy mentally, physically, emotionally. That's when you can really step into the most divine, wonderful, beautiful friend, partner, everything, like, and you can attain everything without having to sacrifice a lot at all. You know, in fact, you will be continuously being poured into, not only by yourself, but from the outside world as well. It really isn't about giving up something to get something at all for females. That's one of the most key things for your manifestation. You really need to understand that you do not need to give up anything to achieve something in the external world. The physical world is really, everything's already out there anyway. There's everything that you could ever dream of: partner, cars, houses, kids. They're probably the only thing that's not out there. I should take that one back, unless you're adopting. But everything's out there already, right? Like, or it has been done already. So there's absolutely only a paradigm shift away for you. And it comes down to those choices and those actions, behaviors, self-care, treating others a certain way, not allowing others to treat you a certain way, to ensure that your vibration stays really, really high. And before you know it, end of the year, you follow this, you will have absolutely changed your life. I can guarantee that. So that's all from me. I love you guys, and I will speak to you next week.